Philip Kerr is a British novelist born a decade after the end of the Second World War, who's written a series of compelling thrillers about crime in wartime Nazi Germany. His hero, mostly a hero, is a tough and cynical Berliner, a cop named Bernie Gunter. The newest book is the eighth in the series. It's called Prague Fatal. Mr. Kerr joins us from the BBC in London. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
I wonder if you could just set the scene for us and tell us who the characters are in this newest Bernie Gunter novel.
Prague Fatal is set in the years 1941 to 1942. It's about a detective called Bernie Gunter who works for the criminal police in Berlin, which is called Kripo. He's summoned by his sinister boss, Reinhard Heydrich, to his country house in Prague. Heydrich is the new governor of Czechoslovakia and basically asks Bernie if he will act as his bodyguard.
Heydrich tells him he's there to protect him. But he also says, I want someone around me who understands murder and murderers. And that becomes a theme in the book.
Well, yes, when Heydrich became the governor or protector of Bohemia, as they persisted in calling Czechoslovakia, he had a little weekend party to celebrate at his country house. When I went to Prague, I visited this country house, which is rather difficult to see. It was a secret weapons facility under the communists, and it's now more or less semi-derelict. And when I saw it, I suppose it was then that I got the idea for turning this particular novel into a kind of traditional country house mystery in the true Agatha Christie style. So it becomes a kind of Downton Abbey with SS, if you like. So when Bernie is summoned to the country house, almost immediately a murder occurs, which he's then tasked with investigating. The irony being, of course, that most of the suspects are indeed the most appalling criminals already, having some of them murdered thousands of people in Eastern Europe.
Now, Heydrich, he becomes a major character in the book. He was absolutely one of the worst of the high-ranking Nazis.
Well, he was given the task of the so-called final solution by Goering, no less. Goering had previously been chief of the Gestapo. I'm not entirely sure why it was Goering who gave him this job. However, Heydrich went at it with his usual customary efficiency, and to read about it is still one of the most horrific reads you can have.
Do you feel that you're taking any kind of a chance here with these hideous historical characters in a book like this? I mean, you lend them a kind of humanity. We see that they did have leadership qualities and charming qualities. Do you hear from your readers about that? How can you?
Well, yes. And I think the answer has to be this, that there were 70-odd million people in Germany who were convinced this was the right thing to do. Hitler was, by all accounts, a man of enormous charm. We sort of forget all these things at our peril. It's easy to make them sort of just comic book villains and make them just out-and-out horrible people. I think if we are going to understand them, we have to recognize quite often who and what they were. I remember when I was an undergraduate lawyer, I discovered to my shock and horror how many of the people who were in the SS, for instance, had been lawyers. Not just lawyers at the sort of bureaucratic end, but lawyers who were actually in charge of murder squads. The reality is, if we're honest, it's true that almost every country has committed terrible crimes on an almost industrial level. Russia massacred millions of people. So did China during the Cultural Revolution. So did several European countries, including Great Britain. And dare I say, the Americans with the massacre of the American Indians. That was a population decimated beyond recovery, it seems to me.
Do you think in these books that you set up Bernie Gunter to be the kind of everyman, the real German?
Yes, that was always my intention. Quite often I paint him into a corner whereby we realize the sort of moral quandaries that would have faced most people. It's easy to imagine that we'd all behave in an heroic fashion. But I like to sort of, I mean, it certainly makes it more interesting from a writer's point of view when you're writing a novel to have a character who's who's not entirely good, who's ashamed of some of the things he's done. And he's always kind of haunted by the memories of what he's seen and to some extent the memories of what he's done. He's aware of his own shortcomings.
This is a kind of a dark sense of humor that you, where Bernie jokes about some of the things that he's done. This sort of darkness, is this a German thing, do you think?
In England, we often sort of imagine that the Germans don't really have a sense of humor at all, which is not true. Berliners have a fantastically sharp, brittle sense of humor. It's very jagged. Sometimes it's a bit cruel. The English actually have quite a deep understanding of cruel humor. So I sort of feel, I've always felt as Berlin was a kind of sort of state of mind, that it was a state of mind that I could get in touch with myself fairly easily. I guess people would imagine that if you were an ordinary German, it would be terribly difficult to make jokes and get away with it. But the humor's really the only way he has of resisting the Nazis.
Philip Kerr's newest Bernie Gunther novel, the one we've been talking about, is called Prague Fatale. Mr. Kerr, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.